this is the last checkpoint before the battle zone. Ukrainian troops keep a careful watch on who goes in, while families squeeze into cars to leave, and busloads of children head out to relatives or shelters. Just beyond is the mostly deserted town of Popasna, which has repeatedly been hit by shelling. Many of those who remain support the rebels and are not happy to see Western visitors. Mayor Yuri Onyshenko and a handful of his staff members who are loyal to the Kiev government try to keep working amid the shelling.
As mayor, I can't even list all my functions because everything depends on me now. The first half of my working day, my deputy and I go in my personal car, and the 7 or 8 city workers I still have also go out, and we bring hot food to the people taking shelter in the basements.
Not far away is the besieged town of Debaltseve, where Ukrainian troops are holding on in the face of a more than week-long siege. The new governor of the partly occupied Donetsk region, Ukrainian Army General Alexander Kikhtenko, is clear on what is needed.
Of course, as a military man, as a general of the Ukrainian army, I can say that, yes, we really need military aid today, including communication and reconnaissance equipment and other modern weaponry, probably anti-tank weapons. We have specialists who can use modern weapons, but of course, some instructors would also be very useful.
The governor has a new artifact in his office, a piece of one of the shells officials say hit the city of Mariupol 2 weeks ago, killing 30 people. Western economic sanctions have not persuaded Russian President Vladimir Putin to back off on his support for the rebels. Providing weapons would increase the pressure, but the reaction is hard to predict, says analyst Yaroslav Voitko of the International Center for Policy Studies in Kyiv.
Provision of lethal weapons, maybe it will make home to him that the world is serious in stopping this. But his reactions could not be predicted, and anything, unfortunately, is possible.
It's that unpredictability that has kept the foreign weapons out so far. But these beleaguered troops may soon be getting more help as they struggle to hold the line. Al Pessin, VOA News, Popasna, Ukraine.